Hey guys, it's Leah B from Prestige Veteran Medical Consulting. I am a U.S. Army veteran, physician assistant, and former compensation and pension examiner. Today, I wanted to come on and discuss what happens in a CMP exam or a compensation and pension exam for hypertension, also referred to often as high blood pressure. So we've done a series of videos on hypertension in the past that may be helpful, and it just discusses hypertension overall and VA disability. So you may want to check out some of those videos, but this video is going to be targeted at that CMP exam. So let's first talk about what hypertension is briefly. So high blood pressure that's going to be sustained at a level of 140, that top number, the systolic 140 or above, or diastolic that's going to be over 90. Okay. You can also have pre-hypertension, which is going to be a little bit lower in the 130s for that top number, or perhaps, you know, 80 to 89 for that bottom number. So I don't want to get too bogged down with the numbers per se, because this video isn't necessarily about how to diagnose hypertension, but just for some background information, hopefully that will be helpful. So if you've got a diagnosis of hypertension, you may seek service connection for that based on a variety of things. So if you were diagnosed in service, perhaps you can be connected on a primary basis for your hypertension in many circumstances, or if you have another service-connected disability that is causing or aggravating your hypertension, you can also perhaps seek service connection for that. There are also some, Vietnam veterans that have hypertension that can be presumptively linked to their exposures, specifically Agent Orange exposure. And so those are a few of the different ways that veterans can get service connected for it. So let's get into the down and dirty of what happens in a CMP exam for hypertension. So if you file a claim for VA disability for hypertension on your own or with the help of your accredited legal representative, oh, by the way, I always throw this disclaimer out there. I am not an accredited legal professional. I don't help veterans with filing or strategizing with their claims. I'm a medical professional. I review records and I write reports based on those files that I review that can sometimes be helpful in your pursuit of VA disability. But I digress. So if you file a claim for your VA disability on your own or with the help of your accredited legal professional, you're probably going to get a packet in the mail at some point from the VA that says, we're going to schedule you for a compensation and pension exam. And it's going to give you the location of the clinic that you're going to go to, the name of the doctor or the nurse practitioner or the PA, how many years they may have been doing exams, and the time, obviously, for you to show up. So you're going to get to that CMP exam, and the CMP examiner is going to go over something called a disability benefits questionnaire. Now, these questionnaires are available for you to look at va.gov. I'm about to pull one up so that we can look at it together and go over those components. You can also have your treating provider fill one of these out for you, and that can be helpful because you can use that and, you know, at times maybe not even have to go to a CMP exam. That's not always the case, but if you submit the evidence that they need to review it, they may take that into consideration. Okay. So let me go ahead and present this CMP, or I'm sorry, this DBQ. Give me just a second. Okay. So here we go. And then I'm going to make it just a little bit larger for you guys. Here we go. Okay. So as you can see, this is the hypertension disability benefit questionnaire. This is from va.gov. I got this off of. You guys can go over to va.gov and search it and find it yourself and take a look also, or ask your treating provider to fill it out if they would be willing to do that for you. So you're going to get there, and the CMP examiner is going to, you know, this demographic information at the top is going to be about you, right? So your name, your social security number, the date of the examination. Are you completing this DBQ benefits questionnaire at the request of the veteran or other? Are you a VA healthcare provider? So this is going to be stuff, just information that they fill out to discuss who they are, right? Is the veteran regularly seen as a patient in your clinic? Was the person examined in person? If no, how was the exam conducted? Like, was it done via telehealth, for example? So evidence reviewed. So they're going to discuss the evidence they reviewed here. So whether nothing was reviewed, or if your claims file was provided to them, service treatment records, VA records, private records, and the date range. Okay. So now we're going to get into more of the specifics of your condition. So it asks them, does the veteran currently have a diagnosis of hypertension or isolated systolic hypertension based on the following criteria? And it has some notes here. So it says for VA disability rating purposes, the term hypertension means that the diastolic pressure is predominantly 90 or greater. That's that bottom number that we talked about. And isolated systolic hypertension means the systolic blood pressure is predominantly 160 or greater with a diastolic pressure of less than 90. So that's different, right? That's isolated systolic hypertension. I don't want to get too much into the weeds, but that's a different condition than just hypertension, right? So note two, for VA purposes, the initial diagnosis of hypertension or isolated systolic hypertension must be confirmed by readings taken two or more times on at least three different days. That's pretty standard too in the medical community. Blood pressure results may be obtained from existing medical records or through scheduled visits. So that's important to note because, you know, you could have a high blood pressure random on one day and it's not really reflective of having hypertension. So for example, if, you know, I just ran 5 miles and drank, you know, a Monster or a Red Bull, right? My blood pressure might be a little bit up because, you know, my body is, you know, reacting and having a reaction or a higher activity for those things. Or if you smoked a cigarette or you were stressed out or whatever. So it's all, you know, also the machine could be not working or not functioning properly. So it's always good to have multiple readings to confirm that. Okay. And that's just not just from the VA, that's in medicine in general. We don't just diagnose hypertension generally off of one reading. Okay. But so now it's asking, does the veteran have a diagnosis of hypertension? Yes or no. And then what is the specific diagnosis? Is it hypertension? Is it isolated hypertension or other, right? And then it asks for these ICD codes. That's not super important for you guys, but that's just a code that's associated with hypertension. And then the date of diagnosis. If there are additional diagnoses that pertain to hypertension or isolated systolic hypertension, list using the above format. And then also complete questionnaires for hypertension related conditions, such as kidney, if renal insufficiency is related to that hypertension, because there are a lot of conditions that can be caused by hypertension. And I've got some other videos on that and we'll make some more later down the road, but you know, you can have disorders, you know, you can have a stroke if your blood pressure is too high, right? You can have cardiac remodeling and have different cardiac conditions. You can have kidney disorders, et cetera. And so this is just basically telling them if you've got other conditions that are, you know, caused by the hypertension, not to forget to talk about those. So medical history, describe the history, including onset and course of the veteran's hypertension condition. So when did it start? You know, did it start on active duty? Did it start after taking specific medications, et cetera? Does it get worse, you know, because a person has terrible back pain? You know, have they gained a ton of weight because of their service-connected disability, which is increasing it, whatever the medical history is. Does the veteran's treatment plan include taking continuous medications for hypertension or isolated systolic hypertension? Yes or no. And then they're going to discuss what medications you're on. Was the veteran's initial diagnosis of hypertension or isolated hypertension confirmed by blood pressure readings taken on two or more times on at least three different days? Yes or no. And then they want those listed readings and the dates, right? Does the veteran have a history of diastolic blood pressure elevation due to elevation to predominantly 100 or more? Yes or no. Current date of evaluations, current blood pressure readings. And it says sufficient if veteran has a previously established diagnosis of hypertension. And it notes here that you should be seated comfortably with your back and feet supported. There's no need to take lying or standing pressures. There's no specified time interval between readings and they may be completed sequentially, right? Other pertinent physical findings, complications, conditions, signs, symptoms, and scars. Are there any other, this is kind of a catch-all. Are there any other physical findings or complications of the symptoms, yes or no, and describe. There's always a question about scars on DBQs. There's probably a question about scars on the scars DBQ. Well, of course there are, but this specific question is on pretty much every DBQ. So comments, if any, functional impact, does the veteran's hypertension or isolated systolic hypertension impact his or her ability to work? If yes, explain why. And then just some remarks. And then the examiner is to, you know, sign their name, put their specialty, the date sign, their contact information, their MPI, their medical license number, and then their address. Okay, so let me jump off this share screen. Okay, so VA ratings are always subject to change, and it's always best to clarify this with your legal professional if you've got questions. But real quick, I'm going to go over some of these ratings. So if your diastolic or bottom number pressure is 100 to 109, or your systolic pressure is 160 to 199, then it's 10% rating. If your diastolic pressure is 110 to 119, or your top number is 200 or higher, that's a 20% rating. If your diastolic pressure is 120 to 129, that's going to be 40%. And then if your diastolic pressure or your bottom number is 130 or higher, and that's going to be a 60% rating. So that's pretty tough if they're that high. So I hope this video was helpful to you guys. Thank you so much for watching. Please like and subscribe, and y'all are the best. Talk to y'all later.